Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific Thursday. We welcome back in College Football Hall of Fame coach Jim Donnan in our weekly segment brought to you by Kia of Chattanooga. Of course, coach, this time next week, I think a lot of these all-SEC teams are going to be announced. Do you think Georgia has a single member on the all-SEC team? And what would that reflect?
You know, it's hard to project how that'll go. I mean, you know, once the coaches start voting, a lot of times they spread it out. The press has a tendency to look at what the different stats and all that. I remember one year Switzer out of Oklahoma challenged everybody, said, hey, let's don't vote for everybody in the league to make it all fair and everything. Let's vote for the best lineman. So we had everybody. I think I might have told you that. Our whole line made up conference. But I think Dominic Sanders has got a shot at it with his stats. You know, a defensive back, maybe second team. The rest of them, it's hard to imagine. You know, Chubb's been hurt. Michelle's missed a lot of time. And these other guys got a lot more yardage. But, you know, we got some good young players here. But I don't know how many of them are going to be up for all SEC.
Of course, right around the corner is the Heisman Trophy.
Oh, Roquan Smith. I forgot. He might be in there.
Okay.
Roquan Smith.
What about Heisman Trophy? Last year as a Heisman voter, I could have picked all three of them. I thought all three were fantastic, deserving candidates. This year, I think they all have their warts. What would your ballot look like?
Well, here's what you got to watch out for on Saturday. Let's see what Baker Mayfield does in this big game. They got the first game on at 12 o'clock against Oklahoma State. If he lights it up, he's got very similar stats to, what we've seen with Jackson. So particularly the last two, the last month and a half, and Jackson's gone the other way with some of his turnovers. So I could see Mayfield making a big push here on Saturday, but I don't know if it's enough. You know, we just had so much knowledge about what Jackson did dominating. And then Deshaun Watson's had a great last three or four weeks, too. But his interceptions have really were going to hurt him. You know, he's got as many interceptions as some of the guys, around the country. It's hard to believe. So I think that's hurt him. So, McCaffrey, these other guys, this D.D. Westbrook out of Oklahoma receiver. But I think still, I think Jackson's going to win unless we just see one of those Ben-Hur performances by Westbrook catching the ball and Mayfield throwing it. You know, one of those Ben-Hur deals where the game lasts about 3 days, 14 nights, and they score about 70 points.
What about the award in general? If I was to throw out Jabril Peppers at Michigan and even in the SEC, a Jonathan Allen or a Zach Cunningham at Vanderbilt, I mean, should defensive players get considered for this award more than they do?
Well, I don't know. You know, that's why they got the Bednarik Award and they got the Jim Thorpe Award and all those other things, the Outland Trophy, to signify some of these things that defensive players do. But, you know, Peppers is a multiple talent guy, but he doesn't any kind of stats like what Champ Bailey had. And I still don't understand why Champ wasn't ahead of Woodson that year, because he had unbelievable stats compared to him as far as his offensive productivity. But that's neither here nor there, because Peyton was second. But I think the bottom line, defense guy would just have to have an outstanding year of returning kicks, returning punts, interceptions for touchdowns, all that. You know, I just don't think you're going to see a defensive player win it in your lifetime. How old are you, 35 now?
Back when I covered you, I was in the mid-30s.
Well, it's not going to happen in your lifetime, defensive player. Okay.
You're listening to Jim Donnan here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone in our weekly segment brought to you by Kia of Chattanooga.
Coach, I know you think that it's going to be a mule type of game and some flatulence and some maybe some beating on a dead animal, but if you're Nick Saban, how do you talk to this team about a game everybody's already penciled in? And if you're Jim McElwain, how do you maximize that?
You know, I think from his standpoint, I think you just show them the film last year. I mean, Florida played them hard. They did some good things, and Florida's capable. I mean, you saw what Florida was able to do to LSU, a team that Alabama barely beat, beat them 10-0. So he's a master at psychiatry and getting his team ready to go. They'll be they'll be fired up, and they'll know what to do. But I just don't see how Florida can score on them unless they get turnovers. And you saw last week, Auburn got a lot of help there with that punt return, and that's what you got to do. You got to get some breaks in the kicking game. Hope this field goal kicker from Alabama misses his usual couple of them, and what happens, and maybe they can stay close. But it's just a big mismatch here, their offense against Alabama's defense, like everybody. You know, nobody's scored on them since a touchdown since, I don't know, what was it, like Texas A&M game, last touchdown scored on?
Yeah, I was there. That's going to be put on my tombstone. I covered the Bama-Texas A&M game the last time they gave up a touchdown.
Amazing. Defense.
Coach, and I hate to play the what-if game, but Dave and I had a couple of conversations about this. If Penn State wins the Big Ten championship, Penn State or Ohio State in the playoff, your thoughts?
I just don't think you can pick a team that got beat by 35 or 38 points and put them in the playoffs that has two losses. If it was their only one loss, maybe. But Ohio State's got three wins over top 10 teams, and it's hard to knock them out for that. Even though the championship of the league means something, we can see a scenario of Clemson and Washington lose. We could see a scenario where maybe you got three teams in the Big Ten in there. You could see Michigan. They're talking about Michigan's razor thin close to Washington. Well, that probably moved Michigan in there, and maybe Penn State as well. I don't see them putting Wisconsin in there, but they could. If Wisconsin wins, they could put them in there. But, you know, realistically, it's a tough deal. I mean, we don't go through all this rigmarole talking about the basketball playoffs. They have one meeting there, and then they pick them, and they go in there, and they pick 68 teams. We go for 3 or 4 weeks picking the four teams every week. It's like the national pastime to hear David Pollack and those guys argue about it. You know, fortunately, Kirk Herbstreit's on there and figures out what's going on. But I just think it's just a situation there that – and Reese runs the show, which it should, but – I think there's a lot of arguing on there about who the teams will be, but I guarantee you it's Alabama and Ohio State, and whoever else they pick is okay with me.
Coach, you get major bonus points for getting rigmarole into the conversation today.
Okay, I need that. I need that because I couldn't say the F-A-R-T-S word out of a dead mule.
All right, your picks last week, you took Mississippi State plus. That's a winner. You went over Tennessee Vandy. That was a winner. Arkansas, Missouri. That was...
I had that for...
Yeah, the over, that hit, didn't it? Or did it go under?
Right.
Okay, LSU minus... You said LSU minus whatever. That certainly won. Alabama, we'll give that a push because I saw that at 17, 18, 19.
It was 17 and a half when we talked on Thursday.
Well, there
also
you go.
I had Washington, too. I had Washington, didn't I?
Well, we had you with Ohio State minus. That would have been your only loss then, I guess.
Yep.
Right.
You're coming off a hot week. Who you got this week?
Well, just we're going to take a little time here, but, you know, I'm going with Alabama. I'm going to go with Penn State, taking the points on Penn State. I think they're getting two. I'm going to go with Washington minus 6.5 or 7, whatever it is. I'm going to go with Oklahoma minus 11.
Ooh.
And I don't know who else I got. That's 4. That's enough.
That'll work. Well, Coach, look, we look forward to talking to you next week when we will obviously talk a whole bunch of bowl situation and that kind of shakeout. But as always, we always appreciate you and the fine folks at Kia of Chattanooga.
Yeah, going down there to Chattanooga, I mean, to Kia of Chattanooga is the first day of the month, and they got some leftovers from November that they want to let you have with a really good deal. I was talking to them last week. They're ready to rock and roll. So go on by and check them out.
Coach, thank you as always. Look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, thank you, guys.
All righty, Jim Donnan, the College Football Hall of Famer, making his weekly stop here on Press Row. We'll reopen the Hardee's hotline at 648-1051. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.